Hi, Ray. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Dr. Ray. Hey, I could have swore I heard you along. You know, I've been listening to you for years. Talk about your daughters when they were young and how they had acne and what you did about it. I have a granddaughter who's going into, you know, puberty, and she's starting to get pimples. And I thought you might have said something about sugar, staying away from sugar.
I absolutely did, sir, and I got that from an article called When the Eskimo Comes to Town by an Otto Schaefer, who is a PhD researcher. And what he found was in the records of what are people who prefer to be called Inuit these days, but they were called Eskimo, across the north of Canada. When he searched the records, he found that the census up there was taken every 10 years, like census usually is, by taking their pictures. Nothing in writing, because nobody can read or write. You don't need to write if you're an Inuit living in the north of Canada in 1890. So they just took everybody's picture, and every decade they took everybody's picture. I do mean everybody's. And there were teenagers in there too. And in 1890, 1900, 1910, blah, 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 nobody had any acne ever. But in 1960, all the teenagers had blossomed with acne, whereas in 1950, no acne. And what he tracked it down to was the consumption of sugar, refined carbohydrates that they had never, ever eaten before 1953, when radar stations were built across the north of Canada to protect us all from the Soviet bombers, I guess. And they had to have some people working there, and nobody from states or Canada wanted to go live there except the very highly paid radar technicians. So they hired the Eskimos, and they had to bring up groceries from Canadian grocery stores, and guess what? They started eating like an American or Canadian rather than a regular Eskimo, and they all got acne, all the teenagers anyway.
Okay, so is that a complete elimination? Did your daughters completely eliminate the sugar? Sugar is so prevalent, and I mean, you can't even buy anything without added sugar, and it's just really hard.
It's hard to do, but that's what we did. We just showed them all the things that did not have sugar in them, and there are a number, by the way, compared to back then. There are so many snacks and goodies that are sugar-free and do not have artificial flavors or colors or chemicals in them either compared to then. It's more doable than it was before, sir. And the sugar.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I do agree. It's funny because my neighbor just came over to give us something, throwing her raspberries, and I was telling her about this, and she was saying she just took her boy who's a sophomore or junior in high school, and her MD told her it has nothing to do with sugar or diet. It's all hormonal. And I said, is he a naturopath? And she goes, no, but that's what he said. And I thought, well, I'm going to get a second opinion on that one.
It's just amazing you go ahead, but I got to say, it's just amazing how many regular medical doctors don't read medical journals. So go ahead, sir.
I was just asking if you had a man, if you could spell Otto Schaefer.
OTTO, yes. And then it was.
OTTO. And then yes. Schaefer, S-H-A-E-F-F-E-R.
No, S-H-A-E-F-F-E-R. And the journal was called Nutrition Today, and it happens to be, the year was 1971.
Okay. I'd love to read that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, sir. And thank you for calling.